This is Take 5 on CIUT 89.5 FM. My name is David Peterson. Lynn Harrison is an award-winning Canadian songwriter who's released four well-loved recordings, the most recent being Simplicity. She's a regular contributor to Take 5 and over the course of time has written more than 70 original songs, especially for this show. Hey, Lynn.
Hey, Dave. Nice to be here.
Welcome back, as usual. Another Toronto landmark, as I said, is about to go the way of the dodo bird, the Renaissance Cafe at Woodbine and Danforth.
Yeah, it's really an interesting thing. This weekend, three whole nights and an afternoon of music and tributes being paid to this little neighborhood venue. Far more outpouring of affection for a venue than I've seen. I've lived here for more than 20 years, and this is really remarkable to watch this.
What's happening? Is it a business thing?
Yeah, well, the Renaissance has been in operation for the past 8 years. It's been run by a guy named Randall Clark, Randy, who was a retired school teacher. So he used to be a high school teacher, and then this was his second career. He opened this, it's a restaurant, a cafe, licensed, specializes in not only coffee, he actually had different sorts of roasts of coffee, you know, was really a connoisseur in that area, but also a connoisseur of beer, and so, you know, you could go and get, you know, your favorite ale on tap and a wide range of other things, including good food, and a really accessible place for local musicians, and not only musicians, but poets, spoken word artists, painters, you know, people and photographers who hung their work in the Renaissance Cafe. So it really became this hub of creativity over the past 8 years.
And it's just he's decided that he doesn't want a second career now, or he's just
I think the time has come. You know, I think he, you know, it's one of those things. You get to a certain age. I don't want to speak for him because I don't know how he would frame it. But I think it's difficult to run a business these days, and maybe it was just the time. You know, again, this was his second career, so I think Randy, if you're listening, I hope that you enjoy a well-deserved retirement full of leisure, because running a restaurant and a venue is certainly not a leisurely experience.
Let's talk about places like the Renaissance Cafe, or the Ren as it's called, and those open mics that they do, and those venues for up and coming and struggling artists and artists who don't necessarily get a shot anywhere else. They've done a number of open mics there. How important was that? Was an open mic venue to you, for example?
I've really enjoyed, depended on maybe isn't the right phrase, but appreciated all of the open mics in Toronto. And the Renaissance in particular was very helpful to me, not so much on the open mic side, but on just having a place to have a regular gig. So at one point I actually called Randy up and said, I'd really like to do a regular show once a month. I'd like to have it on a theme. I'd like it to be a solo show. What do you think? And he said, sure, you know, that's fine. What night would you like? And so, or actually, I think he said, I think Wednesdays are available. So I got Wednesdays. So that was accessible. But in addition to that, there were open mics at other days of the week hosted by different people. So what you had was a kind of large umbrella of the Renaissance Cafe, which was a home to a number of different communities within it. So for example, there's a community called coffeehouse.ca, which is a community of local artists, most of whom have other careers, parallel careers, but they support each other and play. They played, you know, many of them played regularly at the Renaissance Cafe, both in open mic situations and in solo gigs. So again, there were all these kind of configurations people could do. If they just wanted to come out and play a couple songs, they could play an open mic. If they wanted to get a whole night for themselves, they could either do that or share it with another artist. The notion of access, I think, was really important.
I guess that's one of the things that we sort of wanted to touch on, is that the impermanence of things like that in venues like the Renaissance, or even just the impermanence of open day. I used to go to them a lot. I mean, I can remember going to open mic nights at the Black Swan on Danforth.
Right.
You know, I'm a big blues fan, and
I think there's still one going on.
They still do it occasionally. But maybe you can talk a little bit about that notion of, because I know you're going to perform a song that sort of speaks to that as well. But let's talk about the impermanence of venues like the Ren.
Mm-hmm. You know, I think we often don't appreciate them while they're here. You know, you these neighborhood venues that you think, oh yeah, right, that's just that open mic. Oh yeah, well, I can go to the Renaissance and I can play and I can see my friends. We may not realize just how incredibly valuable that is until, hey, it is time for Randy to retire. And then suddenly we realize, oh my goodness, you know, we won't have a place to play, or we'll have to find a new place. Now, fortunately, in a community like Toronto or a city like Toronto, There is a cycle, or a, you know, it does seem like things pass away, but new things are always emerging. Mm-hmm. There are new places that will emerge. Restaurants will say, well, we'd like to have some music here, and someone will walk in and say, I'd really like to host an open mic. There does seem to be that ongoing fertility here in the city, so I think we can be very grateful for that. But these individual spots that turn into, you know, maybe without even realizing it. I wonder whether Randy even realized when he opened his doors 8 years ago just how important the Renaissance Cafe would become.
Well, hopefully he'll get a sense of that over the course of this weekend.
That's right.
A pretty impressive lineup paying tribute. You actually spent your 40th birthday there. You celebrated
your
40th birthday.
Yeah, I did.
Talk about that.
Absolutely. You know, I thought, you know, what would I like to do for my 40th birthday? And so I thought, well, the thing I'd really like to do is sing. I'd like to do a show and invite all my friends, and I invited another artist who I really admire, Ian North, to do part of the night with me, and that was great. And it was wonderful, because the Renaissance, you know, the other thing about it, it was a special place because it could, if you got 75 people, they could fit. But you know what? If you only had 15, that was fine. There was something about it. It worked with a small number of people or a really big crowd. Now, I know for Randy, it worked with a really big crowd. You know, Randy wanted the people out there, you know, quite legitimately. So, you know, running a business, he's got to cover his costs. So there was that sense that, you know, it was hoped that you would bring people, and it was strongly encouraged that people would come to your show. But it was really nice because it could be intimate, it could be bigger. It all worked.
We're going to hear your track in a minute. Talk about stage. What was the inspiration for this?
This was actually inspired by an open mic in Cabbage Town back around the year 1998-99, something like that. So one of the very first places that I played when I kind of brought my music out of the closet, because I was one of those people, you know, many people are like this, who are a closet artist, who write songs but they don't really share them with people, or write poetry, they don't really share that with people. So there was an open mic at the Cabbage Town Community Arts Center, and so I played there regularly. This was, again, before the Renaissance was in existence. And I wrote this song inspired by that, but it speaks not only to open mics, but to the whole kind of temporal nature of performance and the fact that we're here for a limited period of time. So,
Lynn Harrison performing Stage.
Just an old wooden platform, battered and brown. A lone microphone with a cord hanging down. And a single light shining to light up the page. It's a stage, just a stage. And she hasn't believed she can do it for long. Her hands are still shaking, her voice is all wrong. And her children are wishing she'd just act her age. It's a stage, just a stage. It's a stage of graceful design. Springboard to beauty, something divine. And it's stable and sturdy and strengthened by age. It's a stage, just a stage. And there isn't too much he can do very well. So he's playing past midnight, his grade shot to hell. And they're worried about him, he's so full of rage. It's a stage, just a stage. It's a stage of graceful design. Springboard to and strengthened by age. It's a stage, just a stage. And they sold out the Sky Dome in less than a day. Millions are listening when they come to play. There's a standing ovation and lights all ablaze on the stage, just a stage. Time you are here to sing down the silence, to hold back the fear. Just look where you're standing, this small patch of grace. It's a stage, just a stage. It's a stage of graceful design, springboard to beauty, something divine. And it's stable and sturdy and strengthened by age. It's a stage, just a stage. It's a stage of graceful design, springboard to beauty, something divine. And it's stable and sturdy and strengthened by age. It's a stage, just a stage. It's a stage, just a stage.
Lynn Harrison with Stage. So this venue this weekend, if you're just joining us, folks, we're just talking about how the Renaissance Cafe is closing its doors, and there's a tribute going on all weekend.
Yeah, I can actually tell you more details about that, because
it's
really incredible.
Because it's interesting, when we were talking about today's show, you and I, you named a number of people that are on the dais, and they all have been on Take 5.
I know, they've all been on Take 5. Yeah. I wanted to make that connection, because, you know, Take 5 has also been very accessible to musicians. You know, it's been this kind of, you know, good revolving door. Mm-hmm. You know, someone new and exciting every single day. Well, the Renaissance is like that, too. We really need places like that. I mean, we need the big venues, too, like Hughes Room, you know, which are, you know, I'm so pleased to hear that Corin's going to be there. I love Corin, and, you know, but that's a bigger thing. It's not accessible to everyone.
Right.
So this is this, you know, it's just it's a wonderful opportunity. And anyway, we want a new Renaissance, and hope that someone steps in. In fact, I think the business is for sale. So maybe somebody will take up that challenge. That would be lovely. Anyway, so last night, the Toronto Renaissance Conspiracy, which was poetry and spoken word, an entire community of poets, they did a tribute to the Renaissance last night. Tonight, I'm on at 8 o'clock with, among other people, Kirsten Jones and Kevin Zarnett. Sue and Dwight are on tonight, Sean Sage, Colleen Costello and Ellen Carroll, which are known as Taffy. I know they've been on the show. Mm-hmm. Arthur Renwick and Peter Verity, they're all on tonight. About 25 performers tonight, starting at 8. I'm on from 8 till 9 with a bunch of other people. And then tomorrow night, they're calling it The Last Pour, another very eclectic mix, spoken word comedy, I believe. People like Marianne Girard, Glenn Hornblast, they're doing a tribute to Norm Hacking.
Yes, Norm Hacking, the last time, there was a huge outpouring for Norm, of course, a well-loved Toronto musician, and there was a ton of people in that place for that tribute. Yeah.
And he also found a home at the Renaissance,
right.
So that was a very, very well-respected artist within the city. Mm-hmm. And then also tomorrow afternoon, Saturday afternoon, there's a country jam. That was another thing that happened at the Renaissance on a regular basis. So all players, any ability, just come, bring a guitar or a ukulele, I bet, and play in the afternoon. I think it starts at 2 o'clock. I'm not sure, but anyway, lots going on. And Randy, we love you, and we wish you all the best.
You were. I just wanted to get a little teaser. You'd mentioned to me about Randy's favorite song of yours. What is that?
My Messy House. Yeah, I'll be playing My Messy House tonight, and also a song called Room to Love as well. So, different kind of room.
Lynn,
to love.
Always a pleasure. Lynn Harrison is an award-winning Canadian songwriter. And she's a regular contributor to Take 5. She's written more than 70 original songs, especially for the show, and joins us. You know, we're trying to get it once a month at least.
Yeah, it's nice. I really enjoy it.
Take care. Have fun tonight.
Thanks, Dave.
For more information, you can go to our website, www.take5.fm. Click on Lynn's link.